Jesse, Jalas, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalas, and you're listening.
Happy last month of summer.
You're the only person who's sad about that.
I am not the only person. Speak okay. out, those of you who love summer.
Speak out, summer lovers.
For the rest
lovers.
Of us, for the summer lovers.
I'm excited for fall.
I know. It's hard to love summer right now when it's oppressive heat, but you know.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's who
but
I
it's
am.
Fun. You Good know, for it's just you. Fun. I, you know what I still haven't done, which
no.
I'm livid about.
What?
I haven't had a day at the pool.
I'm livid. I'm actually really upset.
So I feel like that's should be my top priority in life.
Yeah.
Either this week or next. I think next week may be better. But yeah. Because that has to happen. We were going to do it one day and then we didn't. And I
that's
don't
right.
remember why. But we can make it happen.
It. We changed it. It could have been even a freak out about money. It was like.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Knowing
where
us.
We vote, where we said, you know what? What if we just sit and talk about money?
Let's do that. Let's go. Let's like go into a spiral of sorts.
Exactly.
But not by the pool.
No.
Inside.
Exactly. Inside in the AC. Thank you for
yes,
that.
That's my favorite. Well, I know everyone is
desperate to know
to
how
know
shopping went.
How the shopping day went.
I mean, what a success.
A success. It truly was.
No, it was so much fun, you guys. First of all, boyfriend and Claire are best friends.
We're best friends because we are very similar.
You're very similar. You're actually the same person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that was great. And
yes.
then honestly, I kind of feel like he was a sponge really soaking it in.
I know. I think so.
He's really like now he's kind of on a kick. He showed me a pair of shorts he ordered and he got
look at this.
He was like, I am fashion.
I am fashion. Watch me step it up. Well, here's the thing. So first of all, and I think we talked
today,
about this
today he wore a lemon shirt just for you to know.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
Please
you guys.
Give him all of my kudos and
yeah.
applause.
This
I
was
can't
like
wait to-
it was like a wild card shirt, you guys, that we had to kind of push him in on. But he wore. Yeah. I'm just so happy he's wearing it. Like,
of
you
course,
know?
And like day two, and he wore another new shirt yesterday.
Oh, he is wearing yeah. them out. He is like so excited. It's so cute.
It's so cute. So, well, and here's the thing. So yeah. I wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page and
yes.
we're all having a good time.
Yeah.
So we had brunch first.
Yes.
And I know he was a little nervous. I honestly
yeah.
was nervous because I was like, I don't know. I don't want to push
was
him
nervous.
Too much. Listen, there were nerves. Okay?
Yeah.
There were nerves yeah. across the board, but I was excited. And I think it went very well in the sense of like, he was game. I mean, I think we prepped him. To a point, I was like, listen, sizes yeah. don't matter.
Right.
We're going to find
Have
things
fun.
And play with them there.
And honestly, a yeah. men's dressing room is like just a female fortress. Like every woman's like, go in there and you come out and show me. And then you see the guy come out and the woman's like, huh. And then every other woman's like, I like the blue.
I
actually think that the cut is nice on him. You know, either supporting her in whatever she's
right.
saying or,
Absolutely.
You know, like, so it was just so funny because, you know, we made
Especially
friends
during
with
COVID.
Especially
because
during
they don't
COVID.
Let you go in. Yeah.
Right. So I just found that so fun. And I think that once he started coming out and like receiving
more than just our praise.
Yeah. Just, you know, everybody. I was just like, this is so fun. I would love this. You
I know?
Know.
And I think I cut you off. We did make friends with this with a woman who she was shopping for her husband
yeah.
for their son's wedding. I
son's
think,
wedding.
Daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had loads of fun. It
so
was
so fun.
It was a delight. But yeah, we did it category by category.
Yeah.
He was a good sport with trying on
yes.
a bunch. And then thankfully, I don't think he got Like, we didn't allow room for being upset if something didn't fit or whatever. It was just like, oh, yeah, that's a weird shirt. Like, it's the same.
Blame the garment. It's like, ugh. We'll
always blame the garment.
Ugh, yeah.
And then between each category, we had a full-on temperature check.
Absolutely.
Before
how we feeling? How we doing?
Kind of did, instead of getting overwhelmed, because we were in Macy's, which can be a lot. So we were like, tops first.
Yeah,
pants
exactly.
Second. Like, it was one thing at a time. I think we did very good, and I think we all hit the wall about the same time.
Absolutely. But then we all went out for drinks, and that was so fun because you guys just talked about movies and references that I didn't know, and I said, how fun is this?
We were talking nonstop. Also, we both had drinks. You didn't have a drink. And then we were snacking. So really, boyfriend and I were hanging out. And
I know.
Jesse was there on the side.
And I was there. I literally was there. But I was so, it was so beautiful.
Was
I really loved it. And it just made me so happy.
Yes.
You know? So.
I love that.
Yeah.
He's so comfortable and easy to be around. Like, he's comfortable with himself, which you can tell. You know, like, in a very good way. And the thing that I loved was how much more comfortable you were, like, being flirty and touchy with him.
Thank you so
much. In front of me. I know.
And what's funny is also, again, before you came, I said to him, I said, we really can't kiss. I really can't do it in front of Claire. But I was trying to give him more like physical reinforcement.
I felt like you all were physical.
Yeah. And we were flirting. And also he was thriving. He was thriving. I feel like once he got kind of comfortable, it was great.
Once he knew that it was going to be
a ragtag
like, easier
time.
Than, we're taking it little by little. And honestly, there is nothing better. There is nothing that puts you at more ease, at least for me, if someone's like, okay, you can look around, but I'm doing the work, and then you just try these things on, and then we'll find it. Like, you don't have to stress about, just say yes or no.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Like, you don't have to search. You don't have to lead the charge.
Yeah.
Like, you're just getting to be a pretty woman for the day.
Exactly.
You know?
So it was so fun.
So, yes, we had a wonderful time, and I love that he is still shopping.
Yeah. Oh, he's, now I'm like,
he knows what's up.
What I created, but I'm excited for it.
I know.
it's very cute.
Very cute.
So,
and there were a couple items for sure that he was like, oh, that's a little loud or I don't like it. And then he put it on and he saw what we saw.
I know.
He said, this is true. Like that lemon shirt. But anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm available for stylist.
I know. And we still have to do the suit. I mean, I haven't forgotten about that. It's a different day and no one's stressed about it.
We can't do everything in one.
No, you simply can't. It's too much.
No, too much.
But before that, and I'm like, boyfriend and I had our first like kind of big fight.
Big fight.
Big fight.
Which I think is a reason to celebrate.
You know, I think it's a reason to celebrate. I think one reason, like when I was, now I can celebrate at
the
time, which I think it's any time you're triggered.
Yeah.
It's not, no one wants to celebrate, you know?
No, of course. That makes sense.
But I think that.
Now that you're on the other side, it's like.
Yes. Yeah. And I think what honestly really scared me is like when I was so triggered and then I felt so. He was also triggered. And so we weren't really listening to each other.
Well, that's the tricky thing, right? Because you both were emotional.
Right.
Obviously.
And, we decided to take some space, which is a great thing that honestly I need to do, even though I was really anxious to do it. But taking the space was so great because I was able to get different perspective. I was also able to realize that because during it, I kept seeing all the people that had triggered me in the past that were not good matches for me or,
the best situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I kept being like, I can't believe I'm back in this situation.
Right.
Is how I felt. And luckily I saw you and I had someone to talk to about it. And, mm-hmm. you know, you were able to help me realize that we've been in that same situation.
We've literally had that fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what I needed to see to be like, okay, like, yeah. it's just we're both triggered. It's not the other sort of situation. It also made me realize, like, how much, like, I love him.
Wow. You know? That just gave me goosebumps.
I know, because I, you know, that whole thing. And then, but then when we were in that, I remember I was like, when I removed myself, I know, I might. But I was like, wow, I'm like so upset by this, and like I really care about this person, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that was really valuable. And then that's huge. I know. It's so funny, but
it's not funny. It's huge. It's not great. Funny.
Yeah, it is really great. And then I think I tried to, when I removed myself and was able to kind of calm myself down, mm-hmm. to remind myself to be the person that like I wanted in the fight. Yeah. Like, how can I come back leveled, taking responsibility for the things that I had done, and also expect, you know, nothing in return. Like, I'm giving this as a gift and blah, blah, blah. It was really hard the next day. Was it that day? I don't remember we were waiting to see each other. And so, you know, even our communication with each other was different. I just kept being like, wow, if I lose this person, I'm really going to feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, I think, is quite the test, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's that, that's why I think it's so big to have that first, like,
yeah,
bigger fight, because you see how important that person is, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes like, okay, this person is not worth it, I'm out, you know? Or whatever. But you're like, oh no, like, this is something that I don't want to lose.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah, and that was, and I mean, I had so many just scares during it, because even that I was questioning myself, being like, are you saying that now because subconsciously you're attracted to like fighting and toxicity? And, you know, like, I just had to keep talking myself down to a calm place, which was like, you know, asking myself, you know, what is it that I would miss about him? Like, what is it that sparked me? What is it that, you know, I could change, or what is it that caused that? And I think that it did just make me realize how much I care about him and love him, and also made me realize, like, it's okay. I forget where I even read this. It's like, I can't expect a partner to never trigger me.
No.
It's just how you come back from the trigger, right?
Yeah.
So, but I think in my mind, even, I was like, I can't believe I'm being triggered, like, in this relationship that I thought was so different and all this stuff.
No,
and
it's not
like,
possible.
Of course. Yeah. Of course you're still going to get triggered. And as hard as it's going to be, I know the best thing for me to do is to take time away, which is uncomfortable.
Well, and that's the thing. I know it's uncomfortable, and I know it wasn't immediate. I know when you all were triggered, you stayed the night, right, with it. And so it just, but that doesn't work itself out, as we all know. Things don't just get better while you sleep. So, and when you say taking time, you all took like a day or so. It wasn't, I mean, obviously, because we're talking and we obviously went shopping on Sunday. Right. So, but it's still like, you both were like, okay, let's think about it and just kind of get clear head. Since you both were so emotional and triggered.
Right.
You needed that moment.
I got triggered at night right before bed. And I mean, bless his heart.
So
he can fall asleep in seven
seconds.
He was out. So, and he was like, can we talk about this in the morning? And I knew I wanted to get out of there. I wanted to leave. But I also at the time was like, I know he'll feel so badly and I don't want to do that.
Leave,
but I did then unfortunately end up sacrificing myself.
Yeah.
Which I think made me wake up even more angry, because I was mad at him and I was also mad at me, because I was like, why didn't you do anything? Why did you have a stay in this situation? You've been in trigger mode for 8 hours.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily just calm down. It's like your body's still in trigger mode. So you know, we woke up.
Well, there's the hope that the morning you would quickly get it all remedied.
There is the hope. Yeah. But and I think that is it. But then we didn't. And then we it's like we couldn't, you know, you get stuck in the loop, which is no
the
one's
loop
listening.
Is a dangerous place.
Yeah. Everyone's upset. You keep no one's kind of.
We're not moving out.
We're not moving out. And like or he forward, had work and I was seeing you and, yeah. You know, when you're in the middle of a fight that you're like, do we sacrifice our days because
to focus on this and only
to focus
this?
On this because we both feel so bad and we don't want it to end this way. But it was like, no, we don't.
We still got to function. Yeah.
And it was like, I think time will be good. I mean, I think I remember he phrased it, which was like, I think that we should take time. I'm going to think about it. I think you should think about it. He's like, I think that you might, like he said in a way that I was like, how dare you? I'm 100% correct.
And,
you know, I don't think I need to think about it, but you bet.
Sure.
But it was like, okay, we're going to take a break. And honestly, before he left, he gave me a ton of reassurance, which is really nice to do in a fight, which I don't know if I did as much back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think that I was going to say I was just exhausted from being triggered that long I just couldn't think about him at that point anymore. I truly had to get myself out of that situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because he had kind of asked to, like, let's talk about it later or take some time, I think it was good that he also followed that up with reassurance and, like, it's not that I'm running away from this. It's that we just need to put a pause on it for a little bit and just kind of get clear-headed and revisit. So I do appreciate that. I mean, I'm sure he would have loved to have had some reassurance from you, but
I tried to text reassurance afterwards, but our texting was kind of weird after that. And then, you know, I saw you, which was great, and I did some like work I had to do and we felt, you know, had fun. And then I think that night it's like all the self-soothing and the other tactics that I could pull out of my box to calm my nervous system down to get to a good place. And then I even wrote out like what it was I wanted to say because we talked on the phone. He called me like that morning.
Yeah.
Because we were going to talk about it on the phone. And then he was like, I think we should wait for in person, which then made me even more stressed. But I knew that was kind of the right.
But also was good. Yeah.
But when I was talking to him, I still felt uncomfortable kind of, and I could tell that anything I was going to say, like, was going out of my brain somewhere else. Right. So, and even just feeling nervous or insecure was making me not communicate the way that I like to, or that I would like to normally communicate. So I said, I'm going to write it out so I'm not stressed about what I'm going to say.
That's good. That's good.
And I just kept reminding myself that when I'm triggered, it's like I get insecure. And so and that makes all of my communication reaction different than when I feel centered and calm and grounded.
Absolutely. We default to, I think if we get nervous or insecure about anything, we're going to, I mean, I think about it on a very small, silly level, but like with acting.
Yeah.
It's like if I don't know something, if I'm unsure of something, I go back to old like pitfalls, old crutches. And it's like, if I emotionally get triggered, then I'm going to be more of a brat because as a kid, I would like get pissy and stomp off or, like, so it's like we automatically revert back to this, like the easy runaway that we did at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was very smart to write it out.
It was good. So then I wrote it out and then we kind of like got past it, you know, talk through it. It's kind of easy. I mean, once I take time and also can see it differently and then, I mean, get to just.
You need a little distance sometimes. So,
yeah, I knew it was almost over once I took time, but then it was over very quickly in person. And I felt.
Well, that was the thing, because you all were talking about it the day before our shopping trip. And I was like, girl, I can shop whenever. Just, yeah. you know, keep me posted. But it was like very early and very quick that you were like, no, we're good to go. So see you at 12. I was like, okay, good.
Yeah.
I know. And then obviously everything was fine the next day.
Yeah. I think that I forget what even, but I mean, even during the fight, I remember it feeling like from his side very much like, I think it was before I even, we were, you know, but he was saying like, we should go bowling next week or so. Or it was just yeah. something that was like, we're not breaking up because of it. Like nothing, like we'll figure it out. But like, so that obviously gave me security. I also did give him the option. I said, do we now if we, you know, you don't want to. And he was like, no, I'm really excited. Of course, we're good. Of course, I'm having my pretty moment. Yeah, yeah, moment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I also, because I was just kind of tired and unsure. And but then, yeah, for he wanted to do it. And I was like, yeah, I want to
so
do
glad.
It, too. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you all were in a better place. But even if it was just from, like, fatigue or whatever you chose not to do it, then it becomes like, we didn't do it then because of after that big fight. It was like, okay, no, we've all moved on and we're doing what we said we were going to do.
Yeah. Oh. So it was good. It was stressful. It was scary. Thank you.
You know what I'm going to say?
What?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Because I think that was a reassurance to yourself that you really do care for him.
It was kind of pivotal for me that way.
Look at that.
I know.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah. And that's wonderful. And obviously, like you said, the triggers are never going to go away. You're not going to stop triggering each other, but it's like, the key is just being able to catch it sooner and react in a different, you know, it's not going to be perfect immediately or anything, but you know, I mean, I know for us, like in the similar situation, it's like we get to the point, at least now I feel like I'm getting better to be like, oh, I'm pissed. Wait, why? I'm triggered.
Yeah.
Okay. No big deal. You know, it's like, so then, and then we both have gotten good at articulating to the other one, like, wait, I don't like that, or calling each other out on triggers too.
Right.
So that's the hope of where you can get, if not even better than that. But
yes.
And the triggers are a lot of times out of insecurity. So the more comfortable you feel in that situation, be less so.
Oh yeah. And the loop in the fight is almost always, you know, see me, hear me, see me, hear me. Why don't you see me? Why don't you hear me?
Right.
You know, it's like,
and you're
just
both
that
saying that to each other. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So it's,
but you got through it. You made it through.
Yeah,
and you,
we did.
And you love him.
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Look at that. People.
People who need people.
Yes.
And
that
even
makes
from
me so
it,
happy.
I think he's like, I think it's really good. Like, I think it's good for many reasons. I think last week we ended up seeing each other like a bunch. And I think that like, I think that he might be putting up a boundary about like how many times he is able to travel to me during the week, or, you know,
that I support that for him, because I do know that that would easily be something that he could get frustrated with.
Yeah. Even though
it's happened, you know what I mean? Like, it's good to go ahead and be like, no, I can't travel, versus like traveling and being annoyed that he did.
Yeah. Right? Or even me going to him, I think that we're both like, there's that. It's just nice. I think that, and I'm trying to be this type of way, which is like, yeah, if he's having a busy week and needs to
be at
make
home.
Sure that he, then that's great. And I support that. And like,
I'm sorry,
you know,
who's this logical, reasonable, loving person?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I kid.
So,
as if you haven't been.
Yeah, but I think the idea of taking care of yourself first is like more what I definitely do that, or at least try to, which I didn't last week, which then I woke up really triggered and upset because I didn't take care of myself. And so my body felt betrayed because it was like, we've been upset. I don't know why we're still here.
Why we're doing this. Yeah.
Right. And I think that also just telling him that, like, you know, he needs to also make sure that he's putting himself first, so that when we're hanging out, we all feel good. And like, I know what's happening and not, you know, so I think that that's going to be a successful thing for us. So anyhow,
I think that there, I think it is going to be very successful. I think that sometimes I have like a bit of a reaction when someone says like put yourself first, because in my mind, obviously that's not how I've lived my life. But I also, it's like that can so quickly and easily be thought of as selfish. But I think that there's a fine line between, or maybe a big ass bold one, of being selfish and just making sure that you're in the best place you can be so that you can show up for someone else.
It's what you're saying about like, if he tells me I'm okay to do that thing and then all of a sudden it's causing stress or something else. Right. So it builds resentment in him and I don't know that. It's like what would be best for me is when we're hanging out to not have resentment. And it would also be best for him to put himself first and to say, I actually need to have myself. Exactly. So I'm encouraging both of us to always make sure that like we are, it's not in a selfish way, in a, you know, important putting yourself and your needs, because you'll hang out as a better version of you when you do that. So the I was saying thing. That it's quality time instead of quantity of time. Right. So the quality of the way you're hanging out, the way you are
versus
how you
just
feel.
Like showing up and not and exhausted and not thinking. I got to go do this. I got to do this.
Right.
The issue, though, can come up, even if everyone is like being honest and communicative, is that if you both have, and I speak of this from experience, like if two people want to do something, but you both have very strong feelings taking care of themselves that oppose each other, then there can be a bit of a conflict. But then that's when the idea of compromise and like what is more important. That, because I think that that can sometimes be misconstrued as like you don't care, or well, I'm not budging because this is what I want, or I'm not budging because this is my boundary, or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I think it's less what I want and more what I need. And so normally when someone says I need that, my instinct isn't to push against it, which is why, again, we even talked about the idea of like, okay, we might be seeing each other less, but it's going to be better time together.
Right.
So to me, that's a success. And I think that, you know, I'm encouraging him to do that because I know that's going to be the best for him and he's going to show up better in all aspects of his life. And I don't want him to be depleted, you know. Right. So, and for myself, I know how important it is. So,
well, yes, we know.
And I think that, you know, you guys are similar. So I think there's that people pleaser instinct. So
I'm like sharing like, well, it's possible that he could blah, blah. Because I'm like, I know that feeling.
Yeah. You know, well, I think that he's always very supportive when I tell him what it is I need or a boundary I have. He's like, of course. But for him to set up his own is difficult. Yeah. So that's why I'm trying to be as encouraging as possible
to set that boundary. Yeah.
Yeah. To set that boundary and to be like, it's going to be, we'll figure it out. Like, the only thing I need is to know what it is that's going on. And then, you know, I support you taking time, space, or whatever it is that you need.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'm sorry, this is a perfect relationship.
No, it's just I think
what is perfect,
right? But I think I'm growing, which is cool.
Well, yeah,
I think, and also absolutely. Like it's hard. I definitely think, you know, they say relationships are hard, and I think
what?
It is. Yeah,
no, who says that?
I don't know. I've read it somewhere.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I've always heard it's very easy.
I've heard it's easy or get out of there. So,
well, Disney said that it's perfect once you just like happen to meet the right person.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Then it's perfect. Happily ever after, I think is what they say.
That's it. That is what they say. So what a week.
What a week. But what growth.
Thank you.
I love that.
What growth? I know.
Well, I'm excited to say, semi-excited, that I have another Talkify date coming up.
That is exciting.
Hasn't happened yet.
Well,
but
coming up.
The other problem is that this person is unavailable until the end of August. So
listen, we are like, not. It's they didn't say speedy way to love.
No, this is not speed dating.
This is we take our time.
Exactly. So yeah. I am excited just to know that there's something out there,
on the horizon.
You know?
Yes.
On the horizon. Yeah, I was saying before that, like, the because this will now be my third date out of six. So the first was a little too old. The second was a little too young. This one, I think she is like my age. Someone says she's right. Either a year before or after. The one thing from her, from the notes from my matchmaker, she's very athletic.
Yeah.
And we know I'm an athlete, so I think it's a match.
You have a lot in common.
I have a lot. We have a lot in common. No, I think I get nervous when I see that because I'm like, oh, they hate fat people.
Yeah.
Which is also a wonderful insecurity of mine. So, but that I'm like, no, it doesn't. Don't project that. That's crazy bullshit. So
it's that same thing that's like we have to remember that it's like, the way that sometimes we want our own bodies to look isn't the body that we desire.
Yeah.
Right? Which, like, I've noticed that sometimes, like, guys I've been with that are, like, gym
super
rats,
buff. Yeah.
That's not the body type that they, you know, are attracted to. They just, for themselves, it's, like, or it's a mental health thing, or it's, like, a sports that, you know, right. A teamwork thing where it's like that doesn't say anything about what it is that they're attracted to, you know?
No, that's no, for sure.
As well as you're beautiful and you know what I mean? But it's
thank
like,
you so much.
I mean, I, if she wants, you know, an 8-pack, I think that, but that's, I don't think that people who have 8-packs want an 8-pack. I don't think. That would just be very uncomfortable for everybody, I think.
Everybody.
It's a lot of...
I feel. How do you not bruise in such a thing?
I think you're bruising if you got that.
You're harming your muscles.
Everyone's like, ooh, that's my ab. And you're like, well, right. That's my rib. That's my ab. So...
Where's that cushion? You know what I mean?
Where's that cushion? They say right pushing here. Pushing for the cushion.
Or cushion for the pushing.
Okay. So, you know.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, anyway, that is the fun down the pike, obviously, as we get closer. I should know. Another funny, good old toxic will never go away. And I also love
Wait.
It. We know that. Toxic. But here's what's funny is I have noticed... My reaction to seeing his, because again, I haven't blocked him on Instagram.
Yeah.
And so it's so funny because I feel like sometimes he'll ask questions or like respond to my stories or whatever. And I'm like, God, you're such an idiot. Like, I'm just like, why are you asking? Did you watch it or did you not? I'm like, yeah. I get annoyed by his questions. And then for anyone that does follow me and saw my story recently, I now have a mini fridge for an actual fridge, which it's a full size fridge, but it's small.
Yeah.
It's very small. And so he messaged the other day, can I see your mini fridge in person?
Wow. So yeah, he wants to get back at it.
He wants to get back at it. And I'm like, it's the idea, like the excitement and the internal torture of him is no longer there.
God bless.
Bless. I mean, it's still because it's still someone who seemingly finds me attractive and wants me, even though wants my host version of me.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, yes, I understand that that's. Why? I'm like, I don't even think I could be the way I used to be with him.
No, of course not.
You know?
That's a different version of you.
So it's quite funny to think about, but it's like, it always makes me laugh when he sends such messages. I'm like, God, how long is this going on for?
Well, I mean, you know.
Some would say, yes, you could block and be done, but I do like the occasional. Please, no.
Attention, absolutely.
I love attention. I'm an actor.
I know. I know.
Indeed. But yeah, so that's that. I have not been on any of the apps or anything. I did get formally asked to join the volleyball team.
Ah, how fun.
So yes, yeah, so fun. I was so nervous about it. I'm an athlete. Thank you.
I think you'll be fine on that date.
Thank you. Listen. Sets.
I play tennis. I play volleyball. I think I am an athlete.
I'm an athlete. Thank you. I was nervous before. I was like, okay, but just get past what they think of you or what you think they think of you and all of that. But then my connection to them, they were like, we chatted. We want you to join the rest of the season if you can. So I was like, okay, they know my skill level. So now there's no pretending that I'm anything different. Like,
no.
And they want. So I'm playing tomorrow night. Wish me luck.
You're going to be great.
Thank you. Did you have, you said you had some sort of funny story.
Well, yeah, I do. So I don't know. I think that famously I have never done like video sex, if you will.
And I like how you truly whispered that.
How do you say it? What do you call it?
And I also love that you say cyber sex. Well,
what do you say?
Well, it's like phone sex, but video. I mean, it's Skype sex. It's FaceTime sex. It's, I don't know. I mean,
okay.
It's a derivative of phone sex.
Got it. So anyhow, you know, as boyfriend and I are talking about, we might have to be changing how often we're seeing each other, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
He was like, I'd like to present this onto the table, which
I love that. Present
I thought was so sweet. And also, like, I've never done that. And so I said, OK, because I do feel differently. I do really trust him.
Yeah.
And
we've been there. Right.
We've it's like, there. Yeah. Exactly.
If you try to do that with someone you've never actually been with. Yeah. That can. I mean, it can be hot in its own way, but nonetheless. Yeah.
So last night he was like, can you FaceTime in 10 minutes? And I was like, here we go. Now I'm fresh out of the shower. And I'm like, I can make this work. Okay. I was like, I'm going to just like lean in. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have this like old kind of like black lace, like sleep dress type thing.
Okay.
I'm like, I think he's going to like that. So I put that on and I put on like underwear I would never wear unless I was taking it off real quick.
Immediately. Okay. Yes. Not walking in it.
I'm like, okay. I'm feeling myself. I'm like, wet hair. Yes. We're doing pigtail braids. Because what says sex other than that? Then he like loves when I wear my glasses, which I find funny. So I put my glasses on. I put on a dark lip because he loves a dark lip. And I look like a sex.
You're like.
Goddess.
I'm showing up.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I think before we start, I say, I'm like, what kind of call is this or something?
Right.
And I don't remember if he responds, but then it's like a regular call. And I was like, perfect. This is like as he's calling. So then
like
it's not
it's, texting.
It's not, then it's not even a video call. He literally calls me. So here I am, full like sex.
Dolled up.
And he's like, let's figure out travel logistics for the wedding, you know, that we're going
That's
to in September.
So
I'm like,
funny.
Absolutely. So then I was like, you know what? I'm going to send him a picture of just so he knows the way I look for it. Cause like maybe whatever. So I send a picture. He's like, I guess walking back from the dog park. So I send a picture and then he's like, are you looking up the trains? I'm like, got it. So I'm full on like looking up the trains. I've done all this. He's like figuring out the logistics, which I'm really bad at train travel.
God, that's the worst thing for you to be doing.
I know. So
it stresses you out.
I know. So and I'm full. Now I'm full just sitting in my what I would consider like
outfit.
Cyber sex out. Yeah. I'm like, let's go. So now I'm figuring out logistics. He's like asking me this question. I'm texting him more pictures of I'm like, is this information correct? Is this? He's like approving it. So then we're at the like, you know, the end of the call or something, and I said, like, you know, I'm a little hurt that you didn't say anything about the first picture I sent.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what picture? So then he goes back to see the picture. No, it's fine. And he's
okay. I was like, oh Jesus.
No, it's fine. Then he of course is like, what's happening? And then he's like, but we didn't do the thing, but then because honestly then I had
you lost it all.
I don't like to sit in it that long, if you will.
Wow. If you're not getting the attention you've asked for.
Yeah and also deserve. I think that, you know, I'm not entirely sure. I think that I was ready and then he was, you know, not. And that, but I think that's like what I never feel pressure with him, you know?
Yeah. And yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal.
No. Then it became kind of funny. And then, you know, we just.
That is funny.
Yeah. He just talked with that visual. And I think I had already decided I was going to do a tease and out type thing with it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But
I'll leave you with this, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, well, maybe another time or something.
Right.
But it was just very funny because for a solid 30 minutes, I was sitting like that, prepared to go. But I mean, that's another thing that I'm like, wow, I'm so comfortable and, you know, with this person, that something that I've literally never done and always been too scared to do that, you know,
you're not
like,
scared
no hesitation.
It.
Yeah. Here I showed up ready.
More than ready, girl.
More than ready. I really was. and then it became just kind of a funny thing.
I love that.
Yeah.
You got to be able to laugh about it. But I love because we were, I mean, the idea with that is like being at the same place at the same time, right? Like being at the same place physically. Like excited wise, right?
Right.
As opposed to I'm deep in below deck Mediterranean. And in the most hideous comfortable PJs.
Like, yeah, and just like seven pimple patches.
Right, exactly. Like I don't know if I can rev up from here.
Right.
But fresh out of the shower is a good place to come from.
That's where I was. Yeah. I came from a place and I kind of was just like, don't think, just go.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know, you know, he was like mid walk at the dog park, like wanting to talk.
Didn't
logistics.
Know where he was. Yeah.
So I didn't know that either. But it was just so funny as I was sitting there and I said, good for me and good for all of us.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You've had two very big moments this last week.
I know.
And I want to applaud you.
Thank you.
And when I say applaud, I'll snap. How about
I'll snap for myself, too. We're growing.
Thank you.
Now,
do we have a big week ahead besides the possibility of cyber sex?
I know. Well, he's going to come with me to my friend's wedding in September.
So that was, yes, I kind of breezed over that. I thought, I wonder if.
Yeah. So that's a big deal to me.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
That
thank
is
you for
a
knowing.
Huge deal. And I was like, we can come back to that. Or.
I'll just
if
say
if she's
it.
Ready to talk about.
Yeah.
The fact that to take a significant other, to take a boyfriend to a friend's wedding. Some people have done that a lot. I never have. So I
haven't
feel
either,
like
actually. You have, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like that's kind of a big deal. The wedding date.
Yes. And for anyone who's wondering. Yeah. This is a friend that I had that when she invited me, I said, regardless, I would like a plus one. And she said, what? Absolutely. She said, bring a friend, bring a date, bring whoever you want. I just want to make sure you're there and feeling good. So bless her.
Bless
and
her.
So I didn't know who I was bringing. So that's how
I was on the back burner.
You know, you were.
So, but yes, he has officially been invited.
He has been
and it's
invited.
A little bit of a travel, like you're going out of town for it. So
and
that's
I think
exciting.
He's
going to
meet my sister.
this is very exciting.
Yeah, because it's going to be, I'm like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who knows?
Because you're going to be in her neck of the woods.
Her neck of the woods. So.
Okay. Well, that's in a month or so. So we can, prep.
We'll prep on
and get
that.
Excited about that. I love it. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? The new question remains.
Yeah.
Do we know what love is?
Maybe. And also, it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah.
But is it worth it?
I think so.
We'll answer that next time. Love it.